This is episode number 2 of the PABC's new podcast, Biotech Insiders with Lou Casa. I'm Ed Tate, Director of Communications for the Pennsylvania Biotechnology Center, or PABC, and I'm glad that you're listening. The big news is that the center is still buzzing from a visit just a few weeks ago by Governor Josh Shapiro and the State Secretary of Community and Economic Development, Rick Seiger. With more, here's Lou Casa, CEO of the PABC, Blumberg Institute, and Hepatitis B Foundation.
Thanks, Ed. I really appreciate it. Yes, what an exciting day that we had on April 27th. Having the governor within his first 100 days visit our incubator in Doylestown, the Pennsylvania Biotechnology Center, it was quite remarkable, and it did not happen very easily. Once the governor was elected back in November, I started reaching out through the back channels and even the front channels. How can we get the governor to the PABC? As many are aware, we have so many great things going on here, amazing work, and the model itself, I really think it's the blueprint for success in the country. We wanted the governor exposed to that as soon as possible. So after the election, I reached out. I will say that two integral parts of getting this visit and this event to happen was our former congressman and former bio CEO Jim Greenwood, and of course, our local state senator, Steve Sanicero. They were so instrumental in getting Governor Shapiro here. We didn't know exactly when he was going to show up. I kept pressing almost weekly. When can we get him here? We're running out of time. It's almost the end of the first fiscal year. Well, 1 week prior to April 27th, I did receive a phone call from Jim Greenwood stating, "What are you doing next Thursday?" And from that moment on, it was nonstop all through the weekend, phone calls around the clock, just a lot of preparation. I never realized how significant a visit of this level would be. And, you know, we really started talking about doing a tour, which I think really shows the center off in its best light. And then the idea was, let's have a roundtable with some of our biotech CEOs and really get their feedback on what's needed in the life sciences industry and how could the governor and the state of Pennsylvania support. I'd also like to mention we are very fortunate to also have DCED, the at the time acting, now the permanent secretary of DCED. So that's really the behind the scenes of how the governor came to the PABC. The one thing I would like to add is we were only allowed to have a very limited number of participants and panelists. So while I wished everyone could have been invited, we did have a great selection to choose from. And it really went off without any major issues. And I just want to thank the governor's team and our team for that.
Thanks, Secretary. I'm going to be relatively brief because I want this to turn into a conversation. I came here today not to give a speech, but to learn from all of you and to take the lessons of what is working here in Bucks County back to do the work we're doing, not just to pass a budget, but to hopefully become a great leader in this space, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts with me. Lou, I want to thank you for your leadership. Your enthusiasm is pretty infectious. I enjoy coming in here and seeing the energy that you brought to the conversation. I want to pick up on some threads in the dialogue that we had here. Tim, I thought it was interesting how not only did you, are you the founder of this place, but that you referred to it as an unusual place. And I think that's a really interesting term. What I find unusual about this place, even before we get to the scientific breakthroughs, is that you have governmental leaders at all levels from both parties working together. It's pretty unusual in our politics today. Yet the commitment that you've seen be made here at the local, state, federal level is really extraordinary. And it is an unusual place. It's also unusual for the reasons that some of you cited in your dialogue about how you collaborate and how you wander. I was talking to someone in your labs, how they'll wander out of the lab and talk to someone else to help contribute to the breakthrough that they are ideally working on. So it is an unusual place. Bob Harvey also referenced the fact that it's sort of perfectly located. I think I used the word perfect, but you spoke about the location. Here in Bucks County in the greater Philadelphia area, we have access to so many different markets, so many big brains in the region. We even have a person from Jersey, which is fine. the location is so extraordinary, and we need to build on that and take advantage of where we're seated. I think it's also really interesting what Steve Sanosero said. He said, we have an opportunity to become a leader. And when I speak every day about how Pennsylvania is now open for business, something I have been, you know, saying literally every day, spoke about in my budget address, continue to speak about all across this Commonwealth, I think you have to look, if you're really open for business, to be able to do certain things really effectively. You got to process licenses and applications more quickly. We're doing that under Secretary Sager's leadership. You got to put some real skin in the game, make real investments in the jobs of today that are going to lead to the breakthroughs of tomorrow, while at the same time investing in our school children so that they can become the people that power this place in just a few years. But it is also about planting a flag and saying, we're going to take advantage of our standing in certain sectors and be the best at it, be the leader that the senator is talking about. And to me, when I look across this Commonwealth, I see many areas of opportunity, but three that really stand out to me. One is around energy, the other is around robotics and AI, and the third is around biotech. And here in southeastern Pennsylvania, and particularly in Bucks County, I see biotech as not just a driver of the life-saving work that you're going to do that Commissioner Marcelli was speaking about, but key to creating jobs and economic opportunities for people that oftentimes are shut out and left out of our system, of our processes. And so I view this as a necessary place where we are, where we're going to compete, and an area where we have a great foundation to build upon because of the wonderful work you've been doing here in Bucks County for a good long while. I said this when I gave my budget address, and I kind of looked over at the side of the room that may not agree with me all the time. And I said, look, whether you like me or not, one thing you need to know about me as governor is I am competitive as hell. I do not like to lose. And everybody should agree on that fact that we are going to compete again in this Commonwealth. And so I say that to let you know how I approach this job every day, how Secretary Sager does, which is we want to build on the foundation of excellence that exists. We want to invest in our school children to give them the skills they need to succeed. We want to invest in incubators and companies and others who are doing really incredible work. And we want to focus on those areas where we see great opportunity, biotech being a key one there. So you'll see in my budget meaningful investments in the kind of initiatives that you rely on every day, the kind of dollars that you've been able to draw down over the years to help. We're plussing those up. We're increasing that investment. But I'd be lying to you if I sat here today and said, we've got as much money in there as Massachusetts has, for example, or some other states that have really made a commitment to biotech. That must change during my tenure as governor and during your time doing this work. We're making a down payment in this budget. I'm grateful to the representative and the senator who are here who want to support that. But we need you to be successful and help show us a way so we can ramp up that investment even more and compete with the other states that have been doing this longer. We have the best workers, the best human capital. We're incredibly well situated. We have great research institutions. We have it all. We just now need government to also make the kind of investments that we've been making over the years to see this thing just explode and really grow at an impressive level. I believe we can do that. And I want to be a governor that earns your respect in making those investments. I want to be a governor that, you know, maybe one day, ooh, I can even get up on the wall there. I would insist. I would insist that it be a selfie of me in Greenwood. So I'm not breaking the mold, but I'm really grateful to be here. Now, we have resources at the state level. And as I said, in our budget, we're making more investments. We need to get smarter at this, though. We need your advice, your guidance on how to make better investments, how to deal with that valley of debt that the congressman was referring to, and how we might be a bridge to keep people out of that valley, how some of the earlier investments in our school children can help give you the workforce that you need to be successful, how the infrastructure investments we can make here to grow this particular facility here will lead to greater breakthroughs, how we can replicate what you're doing here. out in Pittsburgh, where they have incredible research institutions who are doing a lot of this work. So I came here today to learn from you, learn about where we need to make the investments, how we can duplicate the work you're doing elsewhere, how we can build upon the important things that are happening here.
Wow, just tremendous vision and insight by the governor. That was quite an opening. And yes, there's so many opportunities that are going on right now in Pennsylvania. I really believe the time is now for us to leverage them. We are, as most people know, and it changes a little bit from each year, but fourth in NIH funding, fifth in patents, any given year, when you look at all the life sciences clusters across the country, Philadelphia, the greater Philadelphia area is somewhere between the fifth and ninth. And while I know that's Philadelphia centric, it is a big impact on Pennsylvania's economy. We are the home to cell and gene therapy, 88 universities and colleges within 50 miles. And of course, we're part of the pharma belt. So we have all the elements, we have all the variables in place for our region and our state to really jump into possibly that top five. Why not shoot for being number three? If we can't beat Boston or San Francisco, and believe me, and the governor said how competitive he is, I am probably even more so, but we have to be realistic. We've got to start somewhere, and having all these opportunities out there and having a governor and having some other support from the state and, you know, our local elected officials from the county commissioners up through the township, Buckingham Township, Doylestown Township, and of course, our state representative and state senator, just so much support. And throughout the county and throughout the state, we've always received great support from the Commonwealth. With that in mind, I really, you know, one of the big issues, and again, the governor was asking, how can he impact and how could he, what kind of statement could he do to really help support the industry? It really came down to investment, investment, investment. And you'll hear the next segment, the next clip. We've got Dr. Randy Heier, formerly the SVP of Moderna, who were very lucky to also be the president of the Bloomberg Institute. And he's also the CEO of one of our spinouts. When I say our, the Bloomberg Institute spins out 4 to 5 companies a year. And this spinout is named Merlin Biotech. So here's Randy with his question to the governor.
Well, I represent one of the early stage biotech companies here. It's in the Valley of Death. The Valley of Death is the race to get clinical data.
Right.
Because clinical data is from the valuations until all the investors come out of the woodworks to support it and sold. But right now, I'm not there. I'm in the valley, and we're starved for cash. And this is where I think investments to help that cash situation can be really impactful. I should, and I think one of the things in Pennsylvania is there's an apparent paucity, if you will, of venture capital money available to people like me, come back to my company. And it is kind of sharp that one of the biggest, most interested investors I have right now happens to be in Silicon Valley. You know, and so that's not where I want to be right now. I'm here, of course. I'm the president of this institute, and my company's here. The technology came from CHOP in Philadelphia. It's mRNA. mRNA had a huge contribution from the city of Philadelphia, as you know.
Saved millions of lives.
Millions. And all of us benefited from that. So this is the challenge I'm facing right now, because if I have to pull back the reins in the company, I'm slowing down the development, slowing down basically life-saving drugs to get in it for people, not to mention the opportunity for the company. So that's a challenge. I would say my three challenges are funding, funding, and funding.
Yeah. Randy, really, I think was one of the most impactful questions, and our local Philadelphia Business Journal, and I'd like to give a shout out to John George, who's always been in our corner and always supported not just us, but everything that's going on in this industry. You know, it's all about the VC. It's about how can we keep these companies going. With the Silicon Valley Bank crisis, it's gotten even tougher, and it's very difficult fundraising right now. There's not many options in our state. We've got some great local institutions like Ben Franklin and BioAdvance. We've got Medical Excellence Capital, another up-and-coming, it's a $250 million VC fund. They're not just Pennsylvania-centric, though. They make investments throughout the Mid-Atlantic region. And of course, we have our own HatchBio Fund, which was founded by the Bloomberg Institute and the PABC, and who we partner with Brandywine Realty Trust. You know, we'd like to see that become the premier Philadelphia, Pennsylvania-centric fund, but it's all about the funding. You know, one great success story we've had within the last year was Capstan Therapeutics at our B-Labs location in University City at the Cira Center did a remarkable Series A raise of $104 million. So, you know, it's out there. The cream will rise to the top. but we do need more investment. And if the state can somehow help out with that, I think it'll be the tipping point for the rest of the industry, because that will really help put us up there with some of the other states and their incentives. From Massachusetts, with their $1 billion investment over 10 to 15 years ago, the incentive programs that New Jersey is running out there. In Maryland, if you invest $1 early stage investment, you get a 50% tax write-off. Those are some great examples that we don't have to rewrite the model or reinvent the wheel. There's already ideas out there. So we're hoping we'll see some more advancement by the state. The next question and the next clip we'd like to play is IGM Biosciences. They're a company out of Mountain View, California, who do their research and development here in Doylestown at the PABC. Mary Beth Haller asked a very important question to the governor regarding how can we keep companies here in the great Commonwealth?
So first and foremost, I want to emphasize what a rich experience it has been to join this community of companies here. Again, this is a Silicon-based company. You are obviously familiar with that environment out there. When I think about the contrast between the West Coast and the East Coast, not only the access to deep, deep pharma talent, right, up and down the New Jersey coast, right, so, through Philadelphia, south of that, up through Boston, our ability to tap into those individuals. And frankly, a number of us are veterans of that environment. We want to stay here, right? We see lots of positives. Beyond the talent, we see an incredibly vibrant community where families will want to live.
Yeah.
It's much, frankly, it's a lot cheaper to live here. I think it's cheaper to operate here. The piece that we are looking for as our portfolio advances is basically an environment that is prepared when we are prepared to make substantial investments. So the big choices that will be confronting us over the next couple of years, we're looking at substantial manufacturing needs, right? So we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, lots of the kinds of talent that we will need will stretch from vo-tech up through PhD plus, all right? So it's a pretty diverse employee base that we will be looking at. This is not next year, right? This is not 2025, but it's probably not much beyond that. So my question to you, where can Pennsylvania be around about that time in light of the plan that you are putting together?
Yeah, that's the second time you basically asked me, how are you thinking about your investment? I wrote that down when you said it earlier, and it's a fair question. I think to keep a company like yours, we need to build out a broader infrastructure, whether it's more site development, more connections to our universities, to our K-12 system as well, more access to direct capital in order to make sure that as you're taking those steps and getting bigger, that we can both provide direct funding to that or tax credits if necessary, but also we want to try to be a connector for you with others in that manufacturing space to allow your business to grow and flourish. I hired a chief transformation officer, first time our state government has ever had that individual. And unlike the work that Secretary Sager does incredibly well leading Department of Community and Economic Development, this chief transformation officer's job, and again, working with the secretary, is to connect the dots between the various sectors, between the various industries, to get you that help that you need to be able to grow and expand. A lot of times, governors spend a whole bunch of capital trying to bring companies to their states, have them land here. We're doing a lot of that. We should have some good announcements to make in the next several days, actually, around that. But they can tend to ignore those businesses that are here. I kind of think about it as the 25-50 plan. That company is 25 people. You can get them to 50 people, sometimes with a little bit of cash, sometimes with a connection, and then watch them really flourish from there. So we're putting a lot of emphasis on not just the dollars are going to flow to you, but those connections that are really necessary to to get from 25 to 50. I use those terms generally, not specifically. And so that's how we are looking at this. A company like yours, we want to stay here. We know we need to do a better job of also letting you know we're open for business and you have resources in us that can help you do that. I don't think that too many entrepreneurs have thought a lot about going to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for help in recent years. We want to change that. We want you to think of us as a resource as you grow to help us put those deals, those packages together to make it worthwhile for you to be here. The final thing I would say is this. You make the point that I stress every day. Silicon Valley is a cool place, but it's not an awesome place to raise your family. It's not an affordable place to be. We have more affordable housing, better access to different cities, markets, neighborhoods, et cetera. We've got a terrific, quality of life. Obviously, we've got work to do on public safety and some other issues that are critically important. Not as much right around here, but in other communities. So we know that quality of life stuff is a great selling point for this Commonwealth. And those are areas where we're making investments as well. Those are kind of soft investments that you might not see on a balance sheet, but are going to be really critical for a company like yours to grow. Say
it's a great question and response by the governor, and exactly the way we have to think as an industry and a state. And it's not just all about investment. While that's a big, big topic right now in the industry, you know, we have to go and look at this multi dimensions. You know, we're going to have to develop a workforce. We're going to have to start getting into our schools at a young age and, you know, basically exposing kids to what's going on in these industries. And while it may not be just bench scientists, it could be the business side of it. They go hand in hand. We all know that. So coming up with maybe a coordinated plan, and there's some great work being done right now. I know we do a lot of programming up here in Doylestown. I know B-Labs is starting to roll out some work with the Philadelphia School District, WISTAR. There's so many great organizations that recognize this that we need to, you know, continue. And again, if we're going to grow, we're going to need people to help support it, and not just the people on the bench. We're going to need all the supplemental supporting positions. And then finally, I'd like to say, you know, what about recruitment of companies? The Boston area is overmaxed right now. They're doing well, of course, with VC, but we're more affordable. We have all the resources and talent. We can do it. You know, why not go up to some of these other major hubs and really present Philadelphia as the place to be? And I just had a call with our Greater Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce, and Claire Greenwood was on the call with me, and they are really thinking ahead of the game, thinking two steps ahead, and, you know, working as a partnership with everybody, including Life Sciences of PA and PACT and all our trade organizations to get the message out there and make it a cohesive, simple message that Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is the place to be for life sciences. So in conclusion, we were totally shocked, surprised. I remember when I got the email with this next video, after the governor's visit, which was approximately 2 hours, he was very generous with his time. He went outside to our front steps and unknowing to us, did basically a nice little short video about the Pennsylvania Biotechnology Center and about what he wants to do to make an impact on the industry. So with that, I think the best way to finish up this segment is to toss it back to Governor Shapiro.
I'm here at the Pennsylvania Biotech Center in Bucks County, an unbelievably unique incubator, one that's driving change in biotech here in southeastern Pennsylvania with a reach all across this Commonwealth and this country. We need to invest in places like this, invest in today's jobs and the breakthroughs of tomorrow that are going to save lives. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has long invested here. Now what we need to do is build on that foundation and replicate it across Pennsylvania. Look, I am competitive as hell. I want to see Pennsylvania be the place where people come for biotech and other cutting edge research and technology and development. And this is the kind of place that's going to help us grow our economy, create jobs, and drive the kind of change we need for tomorrow.
I hope you enjoyed those sound bites and Lou's comments as much as I did. Now some biotech news from our region. First, we want to announce the PABC's newest members, Diovac, Nature's, PharmaLex, and Sinobiological. There are nearly 100 PABC member companies and other organizations, 50 of which have operations on site. Plus, there are 13 companies operating in B Labs at Cira Center, an incubator we opened last year in partnership with Brandywine Realty Trust. In other biotech news around the region, the PABC and our sister organization, the Blumberg Institute, recently formed a collaboration with the globally respected Wistar Institute. Wistar is very near our Philadelphia incubator, B Labs, and is likely to spin out some of its inventions into that facility. A Bucks County medical device company has received FDA approval for a product invented at Temple University's medical school. As reported in the Philadelphia Business Journal, the Bashir endovascular catheter, which will be marketed by Thrombolex Inc., was approved as a treatment for acute pulmonary embolism, the third leading cause of cardiovascular death after heart attack and stroke. Please let us know if you have questions, comments, or suggestions about our podcast. The PABC and its sister organizations, the Hepatitis B Foundation and Blumberg Institute, are all nonprofit organizations. We are always looking to connect with people who might choose to support our research, public health, and academic programs. For more, please visit our website, pabiotechbc.org. I'm Ed Tate. Thanks very much for listening.